And right now, it is time to take five for your community. And this morning, I am very pleased to be joined by Jamie Neal. Jamie is the Executive Director of the Knox County Chamber of Commerce. Jamie, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Doing well this morning?
We are, yes.
Glad to hear it. Knox County Chamber of Commerce, you're getting set for your big night next Tuesday night, right?
Right. Next Tuesday is our annual awards dinner. You know, last year we changed the format from a keynote speaker to awards. Mm-hmm. We wanted to highlight those individuals, businesses, organizations that help promote Knox County and make it, you know, such an awesome place to live, work, and play. So the event sold out, but we just finished this morning. We just released our last awards winner. So we're excited. We've released all of them. So real quick, I'll run down
the
winners. Large Business of the Year was SureClean. Small Business of the Year was First Vincent Savings Bank. The Public Servant of the Year was Captain Jim Beeman. Educator of the Year is Kathy Stevens from North Knox. Businesswoman of the Year is Liz Romani from Valley Party Supply. The Nonprofit of the Year is United Way. And then the C. James McCormick Community Leader is John Friends.
Very nice. You know what's great about those awards? They're not all business-oriented. You know, you've got the Public Servant
right.
of the Year. You've got the Educator of the Year. You've got the Nonprofit.
Exactly.
It all comes together for Knox County.
Totally. And, you know, our chamber just isn't made up of businesses.
Right.
They're made up of churches, nonprofit organizations, because again, a strong business equals a strong community. And without everybody together,
sure,
we're not going to be strong. So again, you know, Knox County, we want to recognize all of those individuals or businesses that, you know, make it such a great place to live.
That's what folks look for when they come to move to
a
new place. Very good. Talk about how you go about, you know, picking your winners, because you get a lot of good nominees, so you have to be looking for something when you pick your winners.
You're exactly right. You know, we were very lucky this year that we had a ton of nominations mm-hmm. sent in. You know, we go on the radio and the, you know, media and everything, and we ask for nominations. And, you know, at first it's a little stressful because I'm like, oh, we're going to get any. And then, you know, that last week we get slammed with nominations
right.
from anyone and everyone. And, so we had a ton, you know, our committee, we put a committee together, and this year they were like, stop asking for so many nominations because they had so many people to choose from that it was a tough decision. You know, you look at something that takes, it's a 2-hour deliberation basically to
sure.
kind of figure out, you know, who fits the criteria for each of these awards. And, you know, there's debate that goes back and forth, but they really try hard to be, you know, kind of level, even, you know, playing field, and they look at the criteria and they really do a good job.
Good winners, and of course they will be awarded on Tuesday night.
Correct.
And it's sold out.
It is sold out.
That's very nice. Okay. So that's coming up next Tuesday. Let's talk about new members.
Oh, we have a lot. You know, I mean, even though we have our awards dinner, we still go on with the chamber business.
Sure.
So we have a lot of new members that have come on in the last month or so. Visit Vincent's Garage Doors, Heritage Farms Crafted Meats. They've been in the community for a while, but they've joined the chamber. Jules, the Enchanted Florist, they have a new owner, Lisa Madden, that she has joined. The Boy Scouts of America, the Buffalo Trace Council, and then Piper Diamonds. So, you know, a diverse group. They're seeing the benefits of the chamber and, you know, how everything is growing, and they want to take advantage of it.
Beautiful. Things are going well in Knox County.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, April 24th, we have our monthly chamber luncheon. It's going to be at 1972, and the sponsor for this month is Burkhart Insurance.
So she is the Executive Director of Knox County Chamber of Commerce, Jamie Neal. Jamie, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.